Some elections are full of suspense and intrigue. The one in Egypt this week is not one of those. Only a trickle of Egyptians showed up at the polls today for a second day of balloting. Perhaps that's because they already know who's going to win. Former Army Chief Abdel Fattah al-Sisi is widely expected to be the country's next president. Still, the question is how many Egyptians came out to back the general. The authorities tried to encourage voters to the polls by declaring a national holiday today, but since turnout was so low, the authorities extended the election for an extra day tomorrow. Reporter Shaima Khalil is covering the election for our partners at the BBC.
Today I was at a very big polling station, normally a very popular polling station, and the crowd wasn't big at all. And as you say, it's been declared a national holiday to try and encourage people. But I don't really think it has worked. Everybody knows that Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, the former defense minister, is going to be the next president. I think it was more about the legitimacy and the size of his mandate. And it's a huge embarrassment that not many people, or not as many people, have turned out to be as interested in this elections as the authorities would have thought.
Have you spoken to people who haven't voted? And you know, what are they telling you? Why have they not voted?
There are different reasons, but I think the people who I spoke to mainly said, well, what's the point of going? I mean, you know, the result is already known. I know who's going to win, and I don't think my voice makes a difference. One other explanation in this is that the Muslim Brotherhood are just not present in these elections, and they have been by far the most organized and biggest political movement. And we saw in 2012, when they rallied their supporters on the streets, what the polls looked like, and their absence has really been felt in the numbers on the streets and in the numbers in the polling station. And of course, nobody will tell you this because they've been banned, they've been declared a terrorist organization, and so no one is going to admit that their presence in the political scene is going to make any difference, but it definitely has.
Do you think this election is kind of a simple exercise in being on this kind of inevitable path to Egypt being run by a strongman like Gamal Abdel Nasser did in the 60s with Sisi playing the Nasser role?
Oh, yeah. People at polling stations would carry Sisi posters and then juxtapose them next to Abdel Nasser posters. And they would tell you that Sisi is Abdel Nasser. He's going to bring back dignity. He's going to bring back prosperity. My favorite line really was given to me by a deputy editor of a national newspaper. And she said, it's like the president running for president, which basically tells you that, you know, this is a done deal. But I think, you know, perception is everything in this election. And perception is on Abdel Fattah al-Sisi's side. He's seen as the man who can come in and save the day. Whether he'll be able to do that is, you know, highly doubtful, because it's not about saving the day. This is a very, very hefty heritage that he has in terms of a very, very unstable country security-wise, but also a very stagnant economy that he has to pick up quite quickly.
Shaima, you've got the eyes of an insider as well as an outsider, and I'm just wondering, as you've walked around Cairo the last few days, if you've noticed anything that shows you where the country is headed right now.
I think the overarching image is that of Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. I think he's watching over us everywhere we go, and that tells you much. It's that going back to the brother leader, to the father figure, to the one-man hero that's going to save the day. I wasn't around during Nasser time, but it is very much the way that my father and my uncles talked about Abdel Nasser. You know, he's the man with the answer to everything. And on one hand, I find it's unsurprising. On another, I find that extremely scary, because if anything, people took to the streets in 2011 asking for freedom, asking for social justice, and all of this will not be possible, if it doesn't harbor a democratic atmosphere, which I don't think the country is in that phase at the moment. I think that people will tell you that security is very high on their priorities agenda, not democracy. Otherwise, I think that I've reported this for a very long time since the revolution started, and I've seen conversations on the streets go from people sitting in a cafe saying whatever they want to say, feeling finally that they could do that in 2011, to proper polarization on the streets. People having fights over the Muslim Brotherhood, you know, pro and anti-Muslim Brotherhood sentiments. And now it's just pure Sisi rhetoric. And if you disagree with that, not only do you run the risk of, you know, being fought on the street, you actually run the risk of being arrested. And that's quite a shift.
When you say Sisi is looking at you everywhere, there are pictures of him everywhere?
He's on billboards, he's on posters, on T-shirts. You know, I always say that if you want to know the shifts in politics, in Egyptian politics, you go to Tahrir Square and watch the T-shirt vendors, because whoever the man of the moment is going to be on those T-shirts. And they're all Sisi T-shirts everywhere you go.
The BBC's Shaima Khalil in Cairo with the latest on this week's Egyptian elections. Thanks for speaking with us, Shaima.
Thanks for having me.